This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Each week, we make time to explore issues of equity and opportunity in Washtenaw County. As we mark Black History Month, we're using Washtenaw United to explore some of the people in education and in the nonprofit sector that are forging a new history for people of color in our community. And today, we're going to explore the mission of Joyful Treats Community Development Corporation, how the pandemic has impacted it through the eyes of its founder and president, Khadijah Wallace. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to thank you for making time for us today, Khadijah.
Thank you. You're welcome, and thank you for inviting us to participate.
The mission of Joyful Treats is, and I quote here, to educate foodpreneurs with the service learning hospitality program to sustain them economically in the industry's global workforce. Where did your passion for the culinary arts and food and hospitality service come from?
It actually stemmed from an ideal of business ventures that my family wanted to participate in as far as having a legacy to pass down to the family. So being a girl of the South, I grew up in Alabama and have a lot of Southern heritage. We wanted to be able to establish something we can easily pass along to the kids. And food is a thing that in my family is like everyone learns to do. It's a hobby for everyone, whether it's the main course or the desserts, which I often took part of the dessert portion of it. And actually the first business is a catering company, and we started off doing wedding cakes and cupcakes and birthday celebratory ideals is what originated. But in the transformation of the growth, we thought, oh, we're having a lot of people that can't afford our services or that are needing other services that we don't actually have. So that's how the nonprofit vision became a piece of the vision.
How much of the social aspect of gathering in the kitchen and being with and supporting one another kind of helped drive forward both the business and the nonprofit?
I would actually say 100% because I have a very giving family. I grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is the home of the University of Alabama. And that spirit there is always social and is always giving, being a person of the South. Southerners have hospitality that is known to the world. And when I moved to Michigan, it kind of continued because I was still surrounded by people that had that Southern spirit. I grew up in church, so a lot of people at the church would always be givers. So that was something natural for me to do, was to be a giver. A lot of times I would look at some of the things as I raised my family and the struggles that I had, how I can help others come through those challenges. And that's another piece of the nonprofit is my experience and me being a mom. I have 5 children and just trying to make life easier for those that are coming up. So it's like you give back when you look back and see where you can help out.
Our Washtenaw United conversation with Joyful Treats founder and president Khadijah Wallace continues on 89.1 WEMU. And as you began to figure out ways to give back, how did you determine what services and instruction you would offer and what kind of inclusion you would have to those who wanted to join in and participate?
Well, the original vision for the nonprofit entity, again, was to be able to assist with the food insecurities. Also, I saw being here in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor area as a way of engaging each other with each other cultures. So that also was trying to teach how we can engage and understand each other better. And I wanted to be able to present that over food because food is an intimate thing that we all kind of grasp and is always an icebreaker and an easy way for us to engage with each other. So to me, it was like a no-brainer and an easy answer to the solution to be solved. With the nonprofit arm, I have a successful LLC, which is also Joyful Treats Catering.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to take some of the learns and some of my pitfalls from there and teach it to the community because a lot of people do go into the food sector. A lot of students that don't go to college necessarily was the target for the nonprofit programming because a lot of times families don't have funding for college. So this is like a hands-on trade program where they can learn something that they can live off of. Because a lot of food entrepreneurs don't necessarily go to college, but they're very successful. Also, I was an emeritus chair with the Washtenaw Food Policy Council. And just looking at some of the numbers with what needs to be taught to the community to educate them on better food choices and wiser eating and actually trying to move them into more of a holistic theme and Plus, Washtenaw County has a lot of local farmers that we can take advantage of their products. So that is one of the ideals and ways that I think is excellent for us giving back, because we're able to start these partnerships with our local community members, and we're serving other businesses in the community to help move our local economy. Because if we can keep our dollars locally, that'll help everybody in this region, and we're able to give back to the people that need it most here in the community.
It really does take a village to help a community, doesn't it?
It really does. Since COVID has happened, our demand for food has increased over 400% since December. You know, we were just trying to help our local community members, and we were serving food once a month, and we've gone from that to a weekly opportunity to service the community. And it was a drive-up effect, so we were able to maintain our social distance and make sure everyone was safe. So that has really just kind of like taken over all of 2020. But alongside with us being able to give the food, we were able to supply families with clothing, and we provided PPE and sanitation package. That's another thing that we do every week, is we try and give families cleaning supplies, hygiene supplies. They basically have like the hand sanitizer and the mask, and we'll have like an easy meal for them to prepare for themselves, and gloves and soap and toothpaste and stuff of that nature. Because Joyful Treat try and celebrate on the holidays and keep families engaged, we've also continued with some of our annual events. In December, we actually continued with our Winter Wonderland, where we passed out toys to the community, and that effort was helped with our partners, Toys for Tots. We also were able to give out shoes this Christmas, and Arbor T-shirt helped us. So we passed out over 200 pair of gym shoes and over 600 new T-shirts to the community, along with toys and food, in December alone. So we have an ongoing effort where we're trying to keep the morales in the community positive, hopeful, and joyful, of course. And we look at food as an easy door opener for us to engage with the family and keep them knowing that they're not in this alone, and that we're going to unite in our efforts as far as how we're helping everyone. And we're so thankful for United Way for allowing us to be a part of the platform. We also have Food Gatherers that is one of our supporting partners, and we're appreciative of them and their help to us as well.
Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU continues. We're talking with Khadijah Wallace, who is founder and president of Joyful Treats and the Joyful Treats Community Development Corporation. As you've pointed out, there is great food insecurity. There is great need throughout the community, and the pandemic has only made it grow stronger, the need, that is. Do you also see this program as a way to combat the societal issue of systemic racism, being that the pandemic has, at least on a percentage basis, more dramatically impacted Black people?
It's kind of like your net worth is your net worth. So it's about who you know, kind of. And I try and be more mindful of the Black community and what the needs are, and some of the learns that I see that could be beneficial to the Black community. So that is where also with us doing our research, we try and step in and do more research that is effective more so to Black people, if that makes sense. Because I know, like, I like to have the numbers and the statistics. So I try and share that information and educate my community, because I want to make sure that they have the true facts as much as I do. So with that being said, sometimes other races or cultures might not necessarily give them all the information, not to say it's purposeful or not, but I feel that that's our job as a leader in the Black community, is to share that information so that they can be well informed.
Before we go, I want to ask one more question of you, Khadijah. I am fascinated with the name Joyful Treats. What about this work is the source of joy for you?
The joy is to be able to help people, because we're all supposed to be helping each other anyway. You know, it's so much easier to just, you give a little and I give a little. And it's not overwhelming for the families, but it makes me happy to see them when they come. And it's the littlest thing, like if we give families juice boxes, the kids look forward to that type of stuff. So whenever we're able to give a food that we know is going to benefit a family and keep them from having to worry about that piece of their puzzle, that just brings joy to us.
I'd like to thank you so much for the time and sharing your story and your perspective today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is Khadijah Wallace, the president and founder of the Joyful Treats Community Development Corporation and our final guest for a Black History Month on Washtenaw United. To hear the others and to find out more information about Joyful Treats and the future it's forging, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.